Sixth Meditation, The Nature of the Mind.
For the Dalai Lama, inner discipline is the basis of a spiritual life. It is the fundamental method of achieving happiness. As he explained, this discipline involves confronting and actively combating negative states of mind such as anger, hatred, and greed, and cultivating states such as kindness, tolerance, and compassion. He's also pointed out that a happy life is built on a foundation of a calm, stable state of mind, and thus the practice of inner discipline can include formal meditation techniques that are intended to help stabilize the mind and achieve that calm state. At the conclusion of his series of public talks in Tucson, he presented instruction on one meditation designed to help us begin to quiet our thoughts, observe the underlying nature of the mind, and develop what he calls a stillness of mind.
The purpose of this exercise is to begin to recognize and get a feel for the nature of our mind, at least on a conventional level. Generally, when we refer to our mind, we are talking about an abstract concept. Without having a direct experience of our mind, for example, if we are asked to identify the mind, we may be compelled merely to point to the brain. Or if we are asked to define the mind, we may say it is something which has the capacity to know something which is clear and cognitive. But without having directly grasped the mind through meditative practices, these definitions are just words. It's important to be able to identify the mind through direct experience, not just as an abstract concept. So the purpose of this exercise is to be able to directly feel or grasp the conventional nature of the mind. So when you say the mind has qualities of clarity and cognition, you will be able to identify it through experience, not just an abstract concept. This exercise helps one to deliberately stop discursive thoughts and gradually remain in the state for longer and longer duration. As you practice this exercise, eventually you will get to a feeling as if there is nothing there, a sense of vacuity. But if you remain there and go farther, you eventually begin to recognize the underlying nature of the mind, the qualities of clarity and knowing. It is similar to having a pure crystal glass full of water. If the water is pure, you can see the bottom of the glass, but you still recognize that the water is there. So today, let us meditate on non-conceptuality. This is not a mere state of dullness or blanked-out state of mind. Rather, what you should do is, first of all, generate the determination that I will maintain a state without thoughts. The way in which you should do that is this. Generally speaking, our mind is predominantly directed towards external objects. Our attention follows after the sense experiences. It remains at a predominantly sensory and conceptual level. In other words, normally our awareness is directed towards physical sensory experiences and mental concepts. But in this exercise, what you should do is to withdraw your mind inward. Don't let it chase after or pay attention to sensory objects. At the same time, don't allow it to be so totally withdrawn that there is a kind of dullness or lack of mindfulness. You should maintain a very full state of alertness and mindfulness, and then try to see the natural state of your consciousness. A state where your consciousness is not afflicted by thoughts of the past, the things that have happened, your memories and remembrances, nor is it afflicted by thoughts of the future, like your future plans, anticipations, fears, and hopes, but rather try to remain in a natural and neutral state. This is a bit like a river which is flowing quite strongly, in which you cannot see the riverbed very clearly. If, However, there was some way you could immediately stop the flow from both directions, from where the water is coming and to where the water is flowing. Then you could keep the water still. That would allow you to see the base of the river quite clearly. Similarly, when you are able to stop our mind from chasing sensory objects and thinking about the past and future and so on, and when you can free your mind from being totally blanked out as well, then you will begin to see underneath this turbulence of the thought processes. There is an underlying stillness, an underlying clarity of the mind. You should try to observe or experience this. At the initial stage, when you begin to experience this underlying nature state of consciousness, you might experience it in the form of some sort of absence. This is happening because we are so habituated to understanding our mind in terms of external objects. We tend to look at the world through our concepts, images, and so on. So when you withdraw your mind from external objects, it's almost as if you can't recognize your mind. There's a kind of absence, a kind of vacuity. However, as you slowly progress and get used to it, you will begin to notice an underlying clarity, a luminosity. That's when you begin to appreciate and realize the natural state of the mind. To begin, first do 3 rounds of breathing and focus your attention simply on the breath. Just be aware of inhaling, exhaling, and then inhaling, exhaling, 3 times. Then start the meditation.
The Dalai Lama removed his glasses, folded his hands in his lap, and remained motionless in meditation. Total silence pervaded the hall as 1,500 people turned inward in the solitude of 1,500 private worlds, seeking to still their thoughts and perhaps catch a glimpse of their own true nature. After 5 minutes, the silence was broken as the Dalai Lama began to chant softly in Tibetan, his voice low and melodic, gently leading his listeners from their meditation. At the close of the session that day, as always, the Dalai Lama folded his hands together, bowed to his audience out of affection and respect, rose, and made his way through the surrounding crowd. His hands remained clasped together, and he continued to bow as he left the room. As he walked through the dense crowd, he bowed so low, in fact, that for anyone who stood more than a few feet away, he appeared to be lost in a sea of heads. From a distance, one could still detect his path, however, from the subtle shift in the crowd's movement as he passed along. It was as if he had ceased to be a visible object and had simply become a felt presence.
You've been listening to The Art of Happiness by His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Howard C. Cutler, M.D. Featuring His Holiness the Dalai Lama. It was read by Howard Cutler with Ernest Abuba. It was adapted for audio by Sarah Montague. The recording engineers were Paul Ruest and Bob Schreiner. Editing and post-production by Paul Ruest. Thanks to Arizona Teachings Incorporated for providing original recordings of the Dalai Lama. The associate producer was Sloan Seaman. It was directed by Karen Frillman and David Purdom. The Art of Happiness was produced by Karen Frillman. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio.